You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let me take this opportunity to say good morning to you two. Good morning.
Hi. Oh, hi. Hey.
And also say good morning to all the billions of people who are tuned in listening to our show right now. My question for all of you who are stumbling around is try to go get your coffee and such is, how awake do you feel right now? I see this story this morning, and it really captured my attention because my alarm has been going off on weekday mornings now at, oh, give or take, it used to be 3:30, and then it was 4, and then it was 4:09, and now it's more like 3:50 in the morning. So my alarm, and I've been having my alarm go off at that stupid time for 23 years now. And it's made me wonder, what's going on with my body and my body clock? Have you guys wondered the same since you've been doing this now for years and years?
Yes, I have. Like, I wonder if I'll ever be able to go back to a way where I can be up at 8 a.m.
Right.
Like, if I can wake up at 8 ever, or if I am solidly in stone now at 3:55.
No, I think about, I could never get a regular job. I mean, not even like a 9 to 5, which is regular to most of the people, but I was restaurant industry for 100 years, and I didn't even go to work until like 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
And I'm in bed at 6 now. My life is ruined.
It's upside down, isn't it? The reason I bring this up is because the average person wakes up right now. It's 6:30 on the nose. And this is when the average person is waking up. Is at 6:30. However, they have found that those people are not fully with it and not fully awake until, you want to guess what time?
11:30 at night.
9:40 a.m. So it takes the average person 3 hours to fully wake up. Don't we sometimes feel that way? I do on weekend mornings where I'll wake up because of my stupid body clock. But I really don't feel like I'm with it, with the world, for at least an hour or so.
I wake up early on the weekends, but I stay in bed and, you know, read a book or fart around on my phone, play a game. Like, I don't get out of bed until the sun rises. I say, no, I'm staying in bed, even though I'm awake. Do you guys?
It takes me 12 minutes to be awake. I'm super quick. I'm really quick.
So you wake up
like
on the
weekends. Like, my alarm goes off. I'm like, up. I'm up in the kitchen doing things.
What time is your alarm going off?
3:55.
Okay.
Same time. I'm just like, up.
But what about on the weekends? So you don't set an alarm.
Up.
So you wake up, let's say, maybe at 5 a.m.
5:30-ish on weekends.
And you pop up and get out of bed?
I go right into the kitchen, get the coffee maker
going. Why do you hate your bed so much?
I don't know.
And what do you got against your pillow?
The reverse, 6 o'clock at night, done, I'm out. Count me out for anything, like by 6 o'clock at night.
Well, I find this really funny, especially for the people who are listening to the show right now. Maybe you're in your car driving to work, and you are that person who takes a good hour before you really wake up, and you maybe are a little bit curious about your... I want to see a report. Maybe Chris, our traffic diva, can do a little research for us and find out, are there more accidents in the morning, or are there more accidents in the afternoon? And I'm going to put my money on mornings, because people aren't with it for at least an hour or two. And here's the scary part. Something like 60% of people go through their commutes in the morning so mindlessly that they often don't even remember it.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that just routine?
They say driving while tired could be just as dangerous.
Or more dangerous.
As drunk driving.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that. But I don't know if that's just a routine thing or if that's a tired thing.
It's
just
scary routine to be somewhere and suddenly have a, like, you shake in your car and you're like, holy crap, did I just go through red lights? I don't even remember stopping.
How did I get to
anything?
Wyoming? Why am I in Wyoming right now?
So I'm reading a story this morning about a guy who lives just north of town up in Erie. He's got a nice home, 2,100 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And apparently, according to ads in the newspaper, listed for sale, and the copy in the newspaper ad reads like this. Getting divorced, leaving her with nothing, will sell home for 2 tickets to the Super Bowl with airfare and lodging. And then, of course, it says, must act fast, serious inquiries only.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And then the phone number.
Wait for it.
So Brian lives at that house. It's his home. And his number, which was listed in the ad, his phone has just been ringing like crazy, nonstop with people. And he's had to let them know, I've been punked.
Yep.
One of his buddies put the ad in the paper and listed his phone number. And so now Brian's been getting calls nonstop from people thinking that he would sell his 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for 2 tickets to the Super Bowl.
Well played, sir.
So these people are saying, I have airfare and room and 2 tickets to the Super Bowl for you. Now give me the pink slip to your house.
Or they'll say they'll buy that
they'll
for
get
him.
It.
I'll get it. Yeah, give me your house.
Yeah, you start doing the math. Let's see. Oh, I can probably get a couple of tickets for like 10 grand. Mm-hmm. I can get airfare for
in exchange, you get, what, a house for 350?
Yeah. So it's hilarious.
That is marvelous.
It's pretty good, huh?
He laughed. He said the house is worth a little more than just tickets. And his wife confirms that they are not getting divorced. he's looking for advice. He said, and here's his quote, I'd like to look to Bronco Nation for some ideas on how to get back, quote, at his buddy.
Can we help him out?
I was thinking about
There's
that.
There's something
we could do. You guys are the masterminds. Come on.
The key with this kind of thing is that you cannot strike back quickly.
Right. You got to give it a week or two.
At least.
At least.
Because when a guy pulls a practical joke on his buddy, then his radar goes up and he's always on the lookout for things. Like if I put salt in Jeremy's coffee in the microwave.
Which he's done.
I know he's not going to strike back at me for a good 10 days to 2
right.
weeks.
You got to get comfortable again.
Right. Right. So the guy in Erie is going to have to just bide his time and wait until the dust settles and then get
Boom.
Back.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, this one is freaking
It's
hilarious.
Really good. It's really good. It's up there with, I've always thought about like taking a picture of my buddy's car or something and then putting it on Facebook or Craigslist.
Right.
And then putting his number on there and have people call about his car. I've always thought about that. But this is, wow.
There's the old thing that people do about signing their buddies up for magazine subscriptions. Like they'll try to find.
Do that.
I worked with a guy who signed up our sales manager for Playgirl magazine.
All right.
Not Playboy. Playgirl magazine, uh-huh. which I thought was kind of classic.
That's funny. There's got to be something, though, that we could do for this guy.
Let's talk to Jessie. She said that there was another ad on Craigslist and it involved a free baby.
Hey, Jessie, welcome to the show. What do you got?
That might be real, though.
Hi, good morning.
What did you read?
So this happened yesterday morning. We were all at work and my coworker comes in and she goes, oh my gosh, you guys, I was looking for nursery stuff on Craigslist yesterday and saw a listing for a free baby. So she pulls up the ad and it says, it literally sounded like they were selling a dog. It said, you know, 8-month-old baby, currently up to date on shots. My girlfriend and I just can't take it anymore.
Oh my.
I'm afraid that might be real.
No, it can't
I
be real.
Know, it's Craigslist,
what?
Man.
What town?
You get anything off Craigslist.
It was out like by Glenwood Springs. So one of the coworkers, her husband's a cop, so she called him and was like, oh my God, can you check this out? Well, they called and they went down and showed up at this person's house and the guy was like, oh my God, this is the third time this has happened to me. People keep posting stuff on Craigslist with my phone number and my address.
I see.
And putting things like this, trying to get me in trouble. But the guy, once they find him, is going to get like harassment charges for this.
Yeah, I would think so. That's pretty extreme.
Free
That's
baby?
That's kind of creepy. That's super creepy.
Yeah. So
there's
that was,
something a
that
little
poor
funny.
Guy, what's that good? This is the third time.
Because it's not real. There's something a little funny about
well,
it.
Well, yes.
So.
Not until he gets, like, Child Protective Services and, you know, his permanent record.
They're searching his house for a baby.
Can you prove that you don't have a baby? I don't see a baby here now, sir.
I can tell you this, Jesse. I remember working with Jeremy when his son was 8 months old, and Jeremy would have placed that ad in a
heartbeat. He had wicked colic. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, then they're trying to give the baby back to you.
Yeah, never mind. Take him back.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.